Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast.
Hey!
Oh, y'all what's so up? Sweet.
It's 150th! I think we need a... Shit, what could we... We ain't even got no sound.
Ah! No, you get the claps, hand claps.
Yeah. Mama, we made it. Made it.
Oh, we ain't doing that. I just really like when Usher did that at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was nice.
Oh, is that,
that was
said?
A nice show.
He said, yeah, when he was up there, when I can't remember at what part he
this
announced
is for
it.
You
he
my was number one.
Yeah,
right. Before
and then
you did
and he
that
said,
song.
"Mama, we made it," because I guess that was like a dream or a goal of his. And you know, just I just love the fact that Usher made amends with his mama.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know they had fallen out.
Yeah,
really. Yeah, I mean, yeah, when he married that Tamika. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That thing.
Don't say that.
No, don't say that.
Anybody divide a mother and a son is a thing.
But how you know it was her?
Because from my understanding, Chili and his mama didn't get along either.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But I think it was the mother.
Oh.
I don't think it was.
She don't want to separate
the females.
I just think mothers gonna be more protective of their sons. I mean, y'all. I don't have a son, but aren't y'all? I'm very protective of my daughter. Don't get me wrong, child, honey. But y'all have sons. So how do you feel? So Sue's son doesn't have a girlfriend. Vaughn, how do you feel about?
I think it's a double thing with me. Not only he's my son, he's my only child.
Right.
So it's and then with a boy, you want to make sure that they are equipped for the world, you know, because they're going to be the head at some point in time in life for their own household. And you want to make sure as a mother that they are equipped. Mm-hmm. As a father, you want to make sure your child is equipped to. And right. I'm not saying that you don't do that for the girls, but you got to think about it. We're all ladies and we groom ourselves to be women. So and I'm not speaking for Sue, I'm speaking for myself. I was a single parent. I did have the help of my son, dad, but primarily he was my care. Right. And so he was with me majority of the time. So I had to watch my mannerisms with him. I had to make sure that I exemplified love and how to nurture, because one day he's going to have to leave the nest and he's going to have to learn how to love and nurture his relationship and a woman understand from a woman's perspective. So I think with women having male children, it's a harder, you work harder to make sure that you don't overly, and I'm not knocking anyone, but you know, you don't want to be overly feminine wearing panties and bras at the age of 3 and 4. You know, you still got to be mindful because kids take in the subconsciousness. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you, for me, you have to be just mindful that you have a boy that you're raising and you want to do your best job at raising that boy child. So I think as a mother, especially with Usher mom, he's in the industry at a young age. Mm-hmm. You don't want people to take advantage of him because he's well established at the age, what, 11 years old, I think.
Yeah.
And so going into manhood, he probably had a certain lifestyle that most regular children never had. So she had to be overly protective of him, even as an adult going into manhood.
Right.
And I just feel like she was just being mama bear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody that come to you ain't good for you.
Right.
And she may seen things in women and she probably.
I mean, but I think that's on both sides.
Yeah.
Like, it's always going to be people out here. So I just want to separate how it works with mother and son, because I feel like any mother who loves her child is going to be a little overprotective at some point, or, you know, her senses might vibe. Something is off with certain people or certain situations. There'll be times where I'll just call my daughter and be like, "Hey, you all right?" Mm-hmm. And she'll be like, yeah, my why. I was like, had a dream. I had a feeling. Something wasn't, I just want to make sure you okay. So, Sue, your son, you have a son and an only child. Mm-hmm. So how does it work with you? I mean, you know, you don't really have to worry about the girl stuff, but I know you're very conscious of him and his friends and, you know, him being such a person of solitude.
Yes.
And I tell her all the time, leave him alone. He is perfect.
I told him he's the last great hope.
That's what she said. That's it. One day when I think I agree with everything that Vaughn said. And I think with me, somebody told me a long time ago I was destined to have boys because I was such a tomboy that they couldn't see me. Right. And I don't know if that's an insult or what, but they couldn't see me raising a girl.
But you did, and you did.
And right. I did, and I think I did all right. I think I did okay. But with my son, it was a balance because I wanted to show him, I wanted to nurture him. I also wanted to show him that everybody's not going to treat you like your family.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And even though he was with me majority of the time, I cannot, like, I can't say it enough. I had a village, and you all were part of that village. And where I couldn't do it, or his father at the time wasn't able to do it, I had people to come in and step up and talk to him about certain things. So even, and Lord forbid, because I want to be here. I want to be here. I want to see more grandchildren. I want to see it all for him. If I have to leave this earth today, I know he's in good hands with that village. Mm-hmm. I do think about him not being so sociable because, you know, in my older years, I've reverted into an introvert. But I wasn't an extrovert in school. I guess I was kind of an ambivert. Mm-hmm. I vibe with who I vibe with. When I didn't, I didn't. But his dad was a true extrovert.
Yes.
And I think I thought I would see some of that personality in him come out. But he is, I just want him to have a balanced life. I want the life to be balanced. And I hope that I instilled, you know, that in him, you know, I see it. I see some of him, you know, some of his personality blossoming. But I think too, it's a safety precaution because you want your child to have fun, but you want him to be safe. So you have to tell him, watch who you surround yourself with at all times. I think he has a great group, mixture of friends. I also feel too that he's only dated maybe one girl, well, two that I know of. And when that time comes, how is Susie going to act? Because I can see myself being that mama bear and kind of look at it.
I tell my son, I would never steer you wrong.
Right.
I don't know everything, but what I do know and what doesn't look right and what doesn't appear to be right, I've been through enough life issues than you have. So I think I know a little something.
Right.
And especially when it comes to being a mother with a son and the females start coming around, mm-hmm. when they see that your child is doing something great, right. it's going to be natural instincts for you to look at everybody that come around to say, What's your intent
with my child?
What is your intent with my child?
And so when
I was like that with my son.
So, and I don't know if like when Makari, is taking a young lady out or something like that. Now, I'm not saying, you know, to be cheap, but I'm saying to be, you know, take her out to a nice restaurant. But now, look, don't go overboard because you got to save your money, you know. So I.
But why wouldn't she understand that he's a 20-year-old college student? Mm-hmm. Mind you, he's going to be 21.
Oh, my God.
On the 26th. Magic City, here we come. So let me tell you the backstory behind what I just said.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead, mama.
No, you was asking a question. I think now, but look at it. Like, these young ladies, they're like, let's go to Ruth Chris at the age of 16, 17, 18.
Okay, so
right. They even turn their nose up at California Dreaming now. And I'm like, right, child, please, right there, you better take me to some, right there, some she crabs. Me
at 20 years old.
But right there lets you know you're not the girl I want to even invest in at this point.
But I think he is so grounded, like you all have stated. I don't think
he's not going to attract that kind of woman. Mm-mm. He's going to attract the kind of girl who's like, hey, let's go get icies from the icy place. Or let's go meet at Starbucks.
Or let's go to the game together.
Yeah. I want to go to the game with you. And like, she's going to be more on the mic. He's not going to attract the money grubbers. That's what I call them.
You think so?
Yeah. He doesn't even have the type of personality to attract a girl who would, you know, have him trying to do and go all out of his means like that.
I could see if Makari had still,
he's modest,
went through college playing basketball. I mean football, because that's what he loves. And if he, let's just say he made it to the NFL, right? And the person that he is today, not a woman that came out there flat. He's not a flashy dude, so he's not. He's gonna see that, and he's gonna like, nah, that ain't me, because that's not him. Mm-mm. He's Mm-mm. not into the aesthetics of flashing money and
right.
And you know, Mm-mm. he likes what he likes.
So you attract what you are. Right. You get what I'm saying?
In this day and age where he is now, he's still gonna be that same right. person that's gonna attract what he like. Can't anything or anyone come to him?
And so far, the young women that he has dated and he's been in, I guess, one real, okay, this is my girlfriend type of relationship, they have been very very smart.
He's going to get a good educated one.
Very smart.
Good head on the shoulders.
They were kind of quirky, but you know, right. but very cute. Very cute girls. So I'm just curious to see, and I've told y'all this in private talk, and I hope he doesn't kill me for saying, like, I am just concerned that he isn't dating, but I have learned that a lot of young people his age, they really aren't dating that. Mm-mm. Like, they have really put their careers ahead of them.
My son wasn't dating. He got caught up.
Yeah. No.
Mm-mm. They weren't dating. Oh. They had only known each other for 3 months.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it happens like that. But
was it his type? No.
Right. And so that's why we have to groom and prepare our children mm-hmm. before they get in too deep. Now, just me as having a daughter, mm-hmm. I will say that because my daughter has seen the life that I've lived, my daughter's only been around 3 men, and one including her father. So when she saw the type of lifestyle I lived with my husband, I make no, you know, reservations about the life I lived with my husband. Mm-hmm. He was a street nigga, and it was what it was. We didn't expose my daughter to certain things, but she saw how I lived. Mm-hmm. So it's like now she wants someone like her stepfather. They ain't make but one of them. You can't have what I had in these little young boys. It's a different breed. They ain't like that no more. So they watching us. They watching those boys y'all have. They watch the men you dated mm-hmm. as they grew up. They watch the mannerisms of other men that are in their life, mm-hmm. just like my daughter watched me mm-hmm. and she watched my friends. Mm-hmm. And that's when she decided what type of woman she was going to, I mean, what type of man she was going to date. So I feel like they generate their beliefs on relationships and values and different things based on what they've seen growing up. So
of course,
maybe he kind of got caught up in that situation because he didn't see enough relationships to kind of gauge where this one could possibly.
Well, see, my son didn't date in high school. He never dated right. in high school.
Right.
So when he went off to college,
yeah.
it was new to him. He didn't date he didn't start dating until his last year in college.
What your grandma, well, see, what your grandma and them used to say, boy, when he get his first piece of ass, it's going to drive him crazy. And right. I feel like that's what happened.
And so the thing with Kari, he had his first girlfriend the last year of high school.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so that's why I'm like, okay, we haven't, you know, seen anybody yet for college, but you know, he's coming up to his fourth year. So maybe
there was like the maybe one or two girls, one girl, both of them was really into him, but you know, to him that's a friend, like he right. didn't think relationship. Mm-hmm. A girlfriend. Mm-hmm. You know, Valentine's, you know, back in the day we used to take little things to school for our little boyfriends, whatever. Mm-hmm. Kids is different. But he was like, I don't do that, I'm not doing that. There's nobody at school I want to send something to.
And, like, and honestly, I'm thinking about Valentine's Day, and I was like, Kari, are you going to, you know, get some, well, what does she like? You know, do you want to give her some candy or,
she okay.
or a card or something?
But I
give her some,
I love that
give her
he's
some
not
sour patch.
Vested into shit like that. I right. Like, he is growing as a man. His whole focus should be on him. And what he got going on. Like, dating should be like an afterthought.
They're doing it right.
Yeah.
We did it wrong.
We did it wrong.
And that's what, and you all
we did
that's
wrong.
What
I'm saying.
Yeah.
We the ones was being fast, fast talking about right. we was
talking
in,
about
love
in love
and fucking
right.
15
right
and 16.
Writing their last name and on right. our notebooks shit. And all that stuff like that to see how it sounds.
You really don't really no. start living life until you all, till you get close, like after 25, 30 years old.
Yeah.
That's when you really start.
Because you can really afford it.
Really afford it. Right. right. You're still growing and learning who you
yeah.
are.
Right. And I just feel like you need, there's so many things you need to see and experience.
Right.
Before you decide on, this is what I want for my life.
Right.
Which goes into why I want to take my nephew to this strip club when he turns 21. I know.
Vaughn, are you going?
I'm going.
I know.
Well, y'all can go. Mister say he going too, and so guess who is gonna yeah. be at the hotel, because I'm not going.
Let me tell y'all why I want to do this, because I know he's never experienced anything like this before, and I really just want to see his reaction. But I want to experience seeing my nephew out of his comfort zone into something totally different. And he can decide for himself at this point, hey, been there, done that, not my kind of vibe. I see these type of women. Yeah, that's not what I want to do.
All that money on the floor. Like,
I just think a strip club, a strip club is so many different entities and aspects of life. You can see lawyers and doctors in there.
Right.
You can see street niggas in there. You can see everyday 9-to-5, you know, mm-hmm. blue collar workers in there. But you got, you know, you gonna have different nationalities of women, different sizes, different shapes, kind of doing their own thing. They got their own tricks. Like, I feel like it's just such a variation of people and personalities. Because when I go in the strip club, most times I'm just watching, looking and watching. I might pay for a dance if I see a girl who's just like really, really talented. Yeah, we gonna ball, girl.
I'm looking at her like,
so proud of you, girl. Look at you doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm a strip club connoisseur. I love them. You know, no homo.
And give the backstory, Yoshi. You was about to give the backstory. Give the backstory about why you want to. Well, you said why you want
so
to.
At his sweet 16 birthday.
14.
Oh, it was 14.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I told him, I said, you know what I'm going to do for you when you turn 21? What, Aunt Yoshi? I'm going to be with you when you have your first time at the strip club.
What was his reaction when you said that?
Oh, he laughed. But he reminds me every year. Every year I see him for his birthday. I got 2 more years. I got 1 more year. I'm ready.
So he's looking forward to this.
Yes.
Oh, he's going to have a good time.
Yeah, he's been waiting since he was 14.
He's been waiting.
He's going to have a good time. If he's looking forward to this, he's going to have a good time.
And I mean, like, all his cousins, like, they said they come in my daughter.
And we're going to make sure he have a good time. Because we're going to make it comfortable for him.
Right.
My baby, my big baby, she in Atlanta. She said she coming.
Oh, she coming too?
Yeah, she's coming.
Oh, it's going to be a family affair.
Well, that's why I wanted everybody to come, because I wanted him to be comfortable.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I want to see him out of his comfort zone, but I want him to be comfortable with the people
that
he
know, that the people that's around him. Right. He's comfortable with the people around him out of his comfort
zone. I want him to see the other people in the club. We don't know how they conduct themselves in there. I want him to see the men in his life and how they conduct themselves in there. Mm-hmm. So, like, I just feel like it's going to be a great thing.
It is.
Like, people got to stop making something that's a beautiful thing ugly. I think it's ugly when it comes to pimping women and prostitution,
and
mistreating people and exploiting people.
Right.
But if a young lady is in there and she is able to dance and entertain, because she's an entertainer, and pay her way through school, pay her way out of debt, what we don't know what she paying, but goddamn it, she in there working and she deserves her money.
What's the girl name off of Players Club?
Diamond.
Diamond was very elegant.
Diamond
very
used
classy.
The tool, right. Diamond used that tool to help her to get through school.
Mm-hmm. But she didn't carry her, even in the club dancing, she still carried herself with some dignity.
She did.
She still. And you got different types of strippers. You got the kind that's just loud, nasty, wild.
Right.
Then you got the kind that's just in there to do a job.
Right.
And then you just got, ones I'm that just look like just they here. Don't need to be there.
Yeah. I'm just, you know? Here. I just woke up and decided this is what I was going to do today. Yeah.
So I just think.
But I think that goes into women in general in life. You're gonna have your women who, I know my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I know the woman I want to be, regardless of what was instilled in me. I know I want better, and you want your sons. Mm-hmm. I want my daughter to be that, you know, to have that attraction to that type of woman, mm-hmm. not the woman that just shows up to show up. I'm just here. You don't want the one who don't care nothing about herself, don't do nothing for herself, to fix herself up, to be about nothing. Like, you want the highest level of excellence for your child.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And their choice selection is a mate and a partner, the type of person that they want to be, the type of people who they want to surround themselves with.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just felt like, and I don't know how, you know, Usher saying, "Mama, we made it." Let off into that tangent, because y'all know with us, we can go left at any point in time with anything.
But it makes sense. It makes sense what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. I think it's a full circle, Mama, because, you know, we want our children to say that one day. Say, "Mama, we made it." Like, look, Mama, look at all the things I accomplished and I achieved. And it's because of you and your guidance that we're successful. So
did you
all
see the struggles? Did y'all see the Instagram with the young man? One of our classmates posted it where he shout out his mom, like call her whole name. He was like, "This is, you know, this is for Tamika, whoever her name was, and Mama, I just wanted to let you know that I appreciate you so much for everything you did for me. Mm-hmm. You sacrificed you know, at every game. You were this, that, and the other." Like, he just shout out his mama the whole time. He's like, "Thank you for being such a strong black woman for me." Like, this is like 18 years can be summarized in 2 minutes.
Right.
And that's all you need to say. Job well done. Mm-hmm. I did what I was supposed to do. Here's my kudos. If you don't do nothing else for me, God, you gave me this, and it is well with my soul.
Right.
But I think anytime your children shout out, like if Maddie call and say, "Mama, I love you," Kalia call and say, "Mama, I just thank you for everything that you've done for me."
Mm-hmm.
I think that when hearing that and seeing that, if they do something for you, it just makes your heart melt.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It makes your heart melt.
It did. You know, go ahead.
And I was about 2 weeks ago, I don't know if I told you or Yosh, a couple of weeks ago, I got a random Cash App. And Cash App said, Mama, I thank you for every single thing that you've done for me. And I just bust out crying. Because I'm like, where's the cash app? And then when I read the note, I just bust out crying. And the children at the school, what's wrong, Miss Williams? I said, no. And I said, why did you do that? She said, and if I could do it 1,000 times more, Mama, I would. God, I'm about to cry.
That's okay.
That little girl. I appreciated that. I appreciated that.
Because sometimes you don't know if your child really do appreciate things that you do.
Right.
You know?
And, yeah. And that small, and she didn't even have to send anything, but to just out the blue, get a cash app with some money. And I'm like,
what?
I'm
just gonna What's put, this for? Okay, let me
say,
find out.
I'm going to say what I said. I'm putting it aside. Because she probably
gonna ask for it back. Shit.
But however, it's just to be appreciated.
Yeah.
To be appreciated. Yeah. And that's
all we want.
That's all
and
we want.
My child isn't an affectionate person. He's not a hugger. He's none of that. And, you know, I take the kids to school every morning. And I usually roll my window down so I can get the book sacks from him. Mm-hmm. And he reached in and gave me a hug. Oh, what's going on? Like, when they do things out of the norm.
Right, right.
It kind of like, oh, okay. Is everything okay? But it feels good because you know that you are appreciated.
Yep.
You know, and I didn't have to tell him or say anything to him. I used to get the book sacks and roll the window up and put it in reverse and let's go.
Mm-hmm.
So that right there was like,
I like stuff like that. Like, I like impromptu, like, affection like that.
Right.
And appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why I can't stand my significant other, because it doesn't dawn on him, like, all these years, you ain't figured me out yet. Like, I don't like expected flowers for Valentine's Day.
Right.
Like, you want it out of the blue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's Wednesday.
It doesn't mean as much. Like, I want those, like, with my husband, I would just have that impromptu call at work. You look beautiful this morning when you left. I just wanted to let you know that. Do you know, in my mind, I was like, I'm finna fuck this nigga so good. When I get home today, didn't cost a dollar.
Mm-mm.
Didn't cost a dollar. Like, or, you know, I'm riding around somewhere and I just lift up. He was like, hey, you need to go. It was one particular time. He said, hey, you need to go clean that little dirty ass car out, girl. He was like, you seen your floorboards in your car? I was like, yeah. I'm going to the car wash today. Y'all, I picked the mat up. Out the car was $500. Mm-hmm. He wanted me to see that. And then after I picked the floorboard up, he followed me to the car wash. He said, now get your little ugly ass out of the way. Let me clean your car.
Okay,
daddy.
I like that.
I miss that mm-hmm. so much. And, you know, I know I'll probably never get it again because these niggas ain't that creative. But I want Kylie and Makari to be that kind of husband.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it should never be maybe he's not a hugger because he wants his hugs to be so valued when he gives them out and so appreciated. Mm-hmm. I would rather somebody to hug me once a year and hug me tight and hug me close and hug me for a few moments so he could release all the love in me than to just hug me every day and that shit don't mean nothing.
And I think for me, when he was young, I used to hug him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, darn, maybe he don't like hugs because I hugged him all the time. But maybe mm-hmm. it wasn't meaningful to him because I used to do it so often.
Right.
And it was like, oh, Lord, here she go, give me a hug. Mm-hmm. You know, to him it was... To me, it's like, oh, it's my baby. But for him, it's like, oh, God, here she go again.
Yeah.
You know?
And maybe he felt like on that day, my mama looked like she need a hug.
Probably so.
Right. Because, you know, kids are in tune to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They come from us.
Right.
Vaughn, you remember, I told you I met your mom in the store.
Uh-huh.
And so I did not know it was Miss Linda prior to until we started talking. And so she was talking to Makari. Makari was responding back, and she was like, oh, she said, your son is so sweet. She reminds me so, he reminds me so much of my grandson. And so we was just talking. She said something about maybe him being at the high school that he was attending. And I turned around. I said, are you Vaughn's mom? And she said, yeah. I said, I want TC. I said, how you doing? You know? And so I think about it because
she thinks about Makari a lot. She, yeah, every so often she asks me, because I said, you know, she live across the street from you. Mm-hmm. And she said, she do. I said, mm-hmm, well, he's in college now. She said, oh my gosh. Like, yeah. Because it was a couple years ago. Mm-hmm.
That was when Makari was in elementary school.
I said, oh, he's in, I thought he was in middle. Mm-hmm. Okay, elementary.
In elementary school. I think he was right at fifth grade. He was in the fifth grade. And Makari, like, responded to, and my son doesn't talk a lot. Mm-mm. So when he talks to you, that means he just,
he likes you.
And it was funny because she came home that afternoon, and she said, I met this little boy. He reminded me so much of my grandson. Mm-hmm. And that's when Sue told me the same story.
Yeah.
Wow. So, oh my goodness. So yes. Meekness, it's just, I think it has a lot to do with the upbringing too.
Yeah.
You know? Everybody knows my daughter.
Because she is you.
Because she is me. She looks identical to me, and she has that bubbly, outgoing personality like I do. So it's funny to me. My daughter works. She's bartending bar. She worked in fast food. Like, so she has, you know, openness to the public, right? So anytime anybody sees or meets my daughter and they know she's my child, mm-hmm, I get an inbox or I get a text. Girl, I see Miss Maddie today. If that ain't you from back in 1993, baby, I don't know what is.
You spit her out.
Yes. So, I mean,
my dad told you that day. Out. You remember when we was in the car, you called to my, let me tell you something. She said, my dad out of the blue said, well, she act just like you, Yoshi.
So it can be flattering, yet at the same time, I'm like, can you calm down, please? Because you just, a lot.
That's my mooch.
But is Maddie, is she's more outspoken at the age where she is now? I mean, when you were at her age, were you the exact same outspokenness? No. Yeah.
Madison is much more wild than I have ever been.
Okay.
I don't even know sometime where this came. And Madison's dad.
So she's
is a
Yoshi 2.0.
Yeah.
Okay.
5.0. So, and her dad is so calm. I just felt like she would be a little more mixture of us. But she's actually, personality-wise, now she's very loving.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, I'm a loving person.
One point for the dad.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm a loving person, but I'm not very tolerant. I skate on your ass. Where they'll put up with a lot from people, and I don't. So she get that from him. Mm-hmm. But I'm just going to say, I just feel like a child should be a mixture of the mom and dad, mm-hmm, but it's never always in equal parts. Mm-hmm. You got to remember, they could be 90% of the mama, 10% of the dad, mm-hmm, or 60-40. Like, you just kind of never know. And a lot of times, it's normally what you don't want that they take from you that they get. And, mm-hmm, and then they go times 10 on it.
So, yeah, like having all them babies.
What is it that you, what is it that you see most in Madison that's you?
I guess that fierceness, that, mm-hmm, that I ain't scared of nothing.
Yeah.
Cause that thing ain't scared of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll battle it out. Like, we have that, somebody's even told us, she get that mouth from you. She get that shit talking from you. And I just, and like I said, they, mm-hmm, watch you. I have always been a fighter my whole life. I'm like fucking Miss Sophia. I've been fighting all my life. Mm-hmm. She has seen me fight, not physically, but I've always had like a battle against me with something. And I can be hit 9 times. I'm gonna get up 10. And she is resilient in everything she does. Like, nothing's going to... I've never seen her depressed or to get in her feelings about something. She's like, shit, I'm just going to reroute and I'm going to do something else. Mm-hmm. And I love that about her. I want her to always be resilient. So, yeah.
I like that about her, too.
Mm-hmm. I do, too.
Because so, that wasn't me when I was younger. I would worry about stuff.
And I also see that she is a go-getter.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's a very hard worker.
She's a very hard worker. She worked 2-3 jobs, mm-hmm. just like her mama. Mm-hmm. Like, so, I count it all joy. She's not on the path, per se, of the norm or doing everything as I would have wanted her to do. But for her course, for her life, for what she wants, she's fine.
Yep.
And that's all we can. And that's all you can ask for.
She ain't stealing from nobody. Right. She ain't putting herself in harm's way of, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. doing something crazy like mm-hmm. messing with somebody's husband. And, right. You know, it could be so many other or no deep in no drugs like mm-hmm. that. I just feel like she not no damn alcoholic. Like, I just feel like for the time we're in now, she's a normal 23-year-old.
Right.
So we gotta see. I said this the other day. We gotta stop feeling some kind of way and worrying about the shit that ain't right, and be grateful for the shit that is right.
Absolutely.
Yep. We don't celebrate enough.
We don't celebrate mm-hmm. the wins
right.
more than we dwell on the losses.
Right. Exactly. And that's in life, period, that mm-hmm, we don't acknowledge it enough.
Right.
We in the moment we do, but think about something bad, we drag that thing on out.
Yeah. Right.
Weeks.
They did talk
about
it
for
yeah.
weeks, but they, we don't talk about the wins for weeks. Mm-hmm.
This happened mm-hmm. when I was younger, and mm-hmm. that's why I'm this.
Right.
Da 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 da.
Mm-hmm.
So Vaughn, same question. What do you see?
And that my son took of me, mm-hmm. I think being responsible.
Yes.
Because I had to learn at a young age responsibility. Mm-hmm. I had to make a decision, a choice. It was a choice. And mm-hmm. I had to make a choice on what path did I want to go down?
Mm-hmm.
My story about some trouble mm-hmm. that I went into, mm-hmm. At that moment, I had to make a decision what path and how responsible I needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me, my son took on that responsibility of being responsible. Mm-hmm. He's very in tune to what I need to get done, mm-hmm. how I need to get it done. I just don't need to have a plan A or B. I need mm-hmm. to have a through Z plan.
Mm-hmm.
Once if something doesn't fall through, having that backup in case my mama don't have it, my daddy don't have it, how am I going to take uh-huh. care of it? So my son, he is very strategic on planning and uh-huh. being responsible. Uh-huh. And I can't ask for nothing else because he is.
Yeah, he really is. He's doing such a great job.
He is. And he's the only person that is doing stuff.
Yes.
So he has to be. And I'm glad that he saw that in me to know how to take care of finances, take care of important bills or important things that has to get done with deadlines, things that need to be done by a certain time frame, mm-hmm. not a procrastinator on that. So I appreciate it because it's working for him in his situation.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think Makari has gotten from you, sir?
I think being kind and accepting people for who, giving people a chance,
and giving grace.
And giving them grace and accepting them for who they are, and not so quick to judge. I also see that he has a heart of gold, mm-hmm. and he wants to give, whether it's not monetary but just outreach. As purpose, mm-hmm. I see that.
Well, he definitely got that from you.
Yes.
Yeah. But what I do see is, you all know I'm not a public speaker,
mm-hmm.
but he definitely is, even though he has some reservations, but every instructor that he has encountered has stopped him when they have to do public speaking and asked him, was his major either English communication, journalism. And he said, no, it's computer science. And they're like, you probably need to minor in that. Because they say he does a great job at writing, communication when he has to present as well. And so I'm proud of him for that because you all know I do not like doing that. So, but he is doing it.
That's awesome because that is not a strong suit of a lot of people. You got to really know how to get in front of people and talk.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I mean, I don't know a lot of people who just love to, I don't know, maybe extroverts do. Yeah, scammers do.
Scammers.
Oh,
like,
they love,
But I guess that would be hard. There are entertainers that say they still get butterflies going on stage, you know, performing.
But he will do it. And that's what I think that is great. Like, even though he's scared, he will do it scared. And maybe that's what he got for me, too. He'll do it scared. He'll do it scared.
But so. I think when you do, when you're doing what you love, you don't have any reservations about what you're doing. Because it's genuine, you know, it comes from an authentic place. And I mean, I don't know. I just feel like when God is presiding over, you know, a gift or a craft or a talent, like it just flows so naturally.
Cause when it's forced,
I think that is so true.
When it's forced, it just
Something don't come out right.
Not in the right environment.
Right.
I think it's true. But when it is of God, or if you're just doing something and it's your calling, all the butterflies and stuff are gone. And I must say that now that is true about me. Like I'll go out and outreach and like you all say, be alderman all day long. But because that's what I think I like, just being.
But you don't show it.
Amongst the people. No, now I'll be amongst people, but as soon as I hit the stage, like I said, I'm J. Michigan Frog.
All eyes on her.
Right. But, I don't like that.
But I wonder what puts that fear in us to not want to speak publicly or to, you know, we lock up at a job interview because we're scared we're going to say the wrong thing.
That's
like,
that's what it is. So hit the nail on the head just now.
So is it the fear of embarrassment or is it the fear of just not being confident with self?
I think it's a little of both. That's it. Maybe. But yeah.
Yep. That's crazy.
But it's definitely, I think, not saying the wrong thing and missing on saying the right thing.
Right. Because I know after we do public speaking events or an interview or whatever, we're like, damn, I forgot to say this. This, you know, I forgot to mention this. So, yeah. But as we get ready to close out, and this should probably not have been the topic of our conversation for the 150th show. We'll come back with a new one. We'll come back with 150.5. But we just want to tell y'all, we really, really thank y'all for rocking with us for the last, how many?
Three
years.
It's 3 years?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yep, year three.
This is year three.
Yep.
Dang.
And is it year three or four?
Three.
You started in 2021?
One. Yep. We did. It was 2021.
So this is year three. This is Women's History Month.
Yes.
And this is us making history, our third go round.
Wow.
So
3 years.
3 years.
I told somebody too.
Don't mind sending us an anniversary present to our cash app. I ain't asked y'all niggas for no money in a while. But we need a breakfast sandwich.
I heard this older lady say it's been a season, so that's my thing now.
It's been a season. It sure has. Goddamn, 2023 was But if y'all don't mind, you know, you can send us a little anniversary present. You can even send us an happy anniversary email.
And where can they send let's see, because you know I'm all
this thing that had to Viola right that had to put in.
Yeah,
y'all help y'all just Hold work on. With her.
Yeah,
just
work with her.
She all in rehab, hospice, and everything. Else.
Work
she
don't with say me. Hospice.
Well, don't say okay.
Yeah, so, don't say hospice.
Okay, you know. She gets some extra care because she's in the halfway house for the seniors.
Yeah. So if y'all want to send us some breakfast into the next season or this season, our Cash App is $ the VNP Oh, no, no. The VN Podcast. Let me say that all over again.
Yeah.
Cash App is The VN Podcast.
Put that dollar sign in front of that hoe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then our symbol, The Very Necessary Podcast, is the picture.
Yeah.
So you know it's us. We official.
Yeah. And we like brothels.
Oh, yeah. And then you can find us on all podcast platforms.
Yes. All the free
ones. Never miss an episode.
Never.
You can always listen to us on our website at theverynecessarypodcast.com. And Sue, take us out.
Each week, do something to improve your physical, financial, social, spiritual, emotional, and mental health. Why? Because self-care is very necessary.
And we out. Thank you.